Last night, the Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services welcomed a family of five Syrian refugees to New Haven. They arrived the same week that President Donald Trump is expected to halt the entire refugee resettlement program and ban Syrian refugees. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports.
The expected order would temporarily suspend any immigration from several predominantly Muslim countries, including Syria, and it would halt the refugee resettlement program for more than 100 days until new vetting procedures are put in place. Chris George is executive director of Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services in New Haven. George says five agencies currently vet people seeking asylum.
The information is shared with other countries. Names and data are passed through all sorts of databases and terrorist watch lists. It takes forever for refugees to get here. So the screening process is already extreme. I don't know how they plan to make it any tougher.
George says IRIS has sent out a petition asking people to call the White House and oppose the order. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.